RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back. It's the Team 980. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, riding with you till 7 o'clock here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show as we go behind enemy lines to get the latest on what's going on in Big D. We're joined by our pal Marcus Mosher, who is the host of the Locked On Cowboys podcast. You can check that out wherever you download your podcast, as well as on YouTube as well, and give our pal Marcus a follow on the X app at Marcus_Mosher. Marcus, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, it's an NFC East matchup in week 7. The game feels pretty important. Yeah. Should be fun.
I want to start with what you guys got going on right now. What's going on with the Trayvon Diggs situation? Now, full disclosure, being a DMV guy through and through, me and Trayvon have several mutual friends, is what I would say. So I am very curious to get your thoughts on just his time in Dallas to this point, and then the latest situation that is causing him to miss Sunday against Washington.
So the latest news out of Dallas is he showed up to practice this morning, or showed up to the facility, had a concussion from an accident that happened at his house. We've got no other details about the situation. He's been ruled out. And while we don't think it's anything super serious or, you know, anything fishy going on, it's just another one of these situations with Trayvon Diggs where he's turned into the it's always something guy. Like, you have one of these friends, you know, everybody does, where they always have an excuse. There's always some kind of story. And unfortunately, that's Trayvon Diggs now. It wasn't the case the first couple of years in his career. He was fantastic for Dallas, earned this big contract, was an all-pro player, but the last couple of years have been anything but that.
Yeah, I think it's well put on your behalf. Just looking at, you know, it segues us perfectly, just looking at this Dallas defense as a whole, everyone knows the numbers near the bottom of the league in pretty much every major statistical category. How much has the defensive backs position kind of aided the struggles of the Cowboys here to this point?
I mean, a lot. They're just, the whole defense is bad. There's not one unit that you could point to and say it's better or worse than another. And part of me thinks that this Trayvon Diggs injury doesn't really hurt them because they've been so bad anyways on defense. So maybe getting somebody that's a little bit younger in there that can maybe tackle will help. But it's the secondary has been a major issue. Now, Washington has got some injuries at receiver. Obviously, Terry McLaurin's not playing. Noah Brown's not playing. You guys obviously know all this. Mm-hmm. But it's not a great situation for Dallas either, just because there's going to be a lot of guys out there on the field that they don't trust at all. And that's been a problem through the first six games of the season.
Yeah, I definitely can echo those sentiments. Washington has a similar situation on their defense. We'll get to the Commanders' defense coming up here in a second, but it's strange, man, because to your point, like, it has not gone well for Dallas this year. I know Matt Eberflus, a super respected defensive mind throughout the National Football League. When you guys get the chance to talk to him during the week. What has he had to say about the struggles that Dallas has had defensively?
I mean, it's kind of the same old, same old. He's, you know, he's talking about execution and communication
coach
and coach speak, right? And none of these answers are making Cowboy fans feel any better. No. They want to see more man coverage. He refuses to do it. And honestly, I think this is a bad week to do that anyways because of Jaden Daniels and his running ability. Yeah. But I think the Cowboys are just searching for answers. And you see that as the games are going on because they're throwing out five different linebackers on the field and rotating defensive linemen at an absurd rate.
Wow.
Because they just don't know what to do. They've run out of possible solutions. They're kind of just throwing things against the wall to see what sticks. That's a bad spot to be in when you're going into week seven.
I totally agree with you. I want to focus in on that front seven a little bit more. You guys had one of my draft crushes talking about BC Edge, Donovan Ezeraku. But I want to start on the interior. The impact of Kenny Clark, and then how have you how has the team looked with those two guys playing together, talking about Kenny Clark and then Oso Odighizuwa, who I'm a huge fan of. He game-wrecked in both of the games against Washington last year.
So the first few weeks, it was really good. Those two guys were controlling the line of scrimmage. It was allowing the Cowboys to stop the run better than expected. But over the last couple weeks, I think you're starting to see them getting worn down a little bit. They've had to play a ton of snaps because the Cowboys' defense can't get off the field. And I thought Kenny Clark on Sunday against the Panthers was arguably their worst defender on the field outside of Kenneth Murray. Now, listen, that's a one-off thing. It's not a trend yet. But they need Kenny Clark and Oso Odighizuwa to play better. And honestly, that's their only chance of stopping Washington in this game is getting some inside pressure, forcing Jaden Daniels to get either rid of the ball quickly or get outside of the pocket. It's going to have to be the Cowboys' defensive line. You mentioned Donovan Ezeraku. He's starting to put it together as a pass rusher. He's still a little bit of a liability as a run defender, but if there's any spot on this Cowboys defense that could have success on Sunday, it's their defensive line.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because Washington's offensive line coming off of a performance, Marcus, on Monday night against Chicago, that they kind of want to flush down the toilet. It's not who they've been throughout the entirety of the year. We all know how well they've ranked statistically in terms of running the football. Coming into Sunday, second-best rushing attack in the NFL, but it was not. It didn't look like that on Monday night against the Chicago Bears. And I even go back to last year's matchup against you guys, man. Washington's offense never really got it going with Jaden Daniels under center, man. If you take away in that first meeting, Marcus, that deep shot to Terry McLaurin in the waning moments of the football game, Jaden Daniels had, I believe it may have been under 100 yards passing to that point. So it was a real struggle for them to move the football. And I think Oso Odighizuwa was a big part of that. I mean, him winning on the interior consistently against Tyler Biadasz and the other two interior offensive linemen for Washington was a big problem. I think, to your point, he's got a chance to really put his fingerprints on this one. I want to flip to the offensive side of the football for the Cowboys because holy fireworks, Marcus. It has been super-duper fun each and every week. Outside of that Chicago game, they have looked like, you know, the premier offense in the National Football League. Why is that the case through the first 6 weeks here?
Well, I mean, Dak Prescott's playing the best football of his career. He's just in total command of this offense. He feels comfortable with Brian Schottenheimer calling the plays. Shotty's been the offensive coordinator the last couple of years. It's basically an offense that's completely designed around Dak Prescott's strengths and weaknesses, and you're seeing that play out. I mean, they've had a ton of injuries over the first 2 months of the season, whether it's CeeDee Lamb going down in week three or Kevontae Turpin dealing with a foot injury, or even someone like Jonathan Mingo, who was going to be the number three receiver. Right. They've had injuries across the offensive line, and it hasn't mattered because Dak is playing so well. Going into week seven, this is the healthiest they're going to be since week one. Tyler Booker, their first-round pick at right guard, he's going to be back in the lineup. CeeDee Lamb is going to be – he's off the injury report. He's going to play, and George Pickens is playing the best football of his career. I expect this Cowboys offense to play well on Sunday. We haven't seen Dak against the Dan Quinn defense yet since his days in Atlanta. But this is an offense that should be able to score 28, 30, 35 points here.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If there was one area of concern with this Cowboys offense, Marcus, what would it be for you?
They're a little bit inconsistent still when it comes to running the ball. They did not run it particularly well against Carolina. They kind of got dominated up front in that game. Hmm. And that just makes life a little bit harder on Dak when you have to throw the ball 35, 40 times a game. Not that he can't do it, but I'd like to see the Cowboys be able to run the ball better on first and second down, be able to convert on third and two, when you know the defense knows you're going to run the ball. They've got a lot of faith in Javonte Williams, but after him, it's pretty up in the air as to who's going to get carries. Jaden Blue, a fifth-round rookie, has not earned the trust of the coaching staff yet. Hunter Lipke, their fullback, might be getting some touches in this game. Keep an eye on the Cowboys' run game, because if they can run the ball, it might be a long day for Washington.
Yeah, that would be not very good, especially when you consider the way Washington's run defense looked on Monday night against Chicago. How would you describe this Cowboys rushing attack, man? I know against Chicago and against Atlanta, the two games that I think Washington's kind of struggled the most on the ground, it's with these outside zone runs, hitting that C-gap, hitting that D-gap. Where does Dallas want to attack when it comes to their rushing attack?
Yeah, and I think that's where you can get Washington, and unfortunately, that's not really Dallas. Under Clayton Adams, their new offensive coordinator, they are a downhill physical run game, where they want to have, you know, dual blocks, they want to double team the defensive tackles and get downhill. Javonte Williams is a very physical runner. Mm-hmm. I would not call him a speedster or a burner or anything like that. But maybe in this game we'll see more tosses to the edges and letting Tyler Booker and Tyler Smith get to the outside. I think you're going to see a combination of both types of runs. But keep an eye out on Kevontae Turpin. The Cowboys have kind of been talking all week about Washington's lack of speed on defense. There's a certain player that they're going to be targeting in the middle of the field, and they want to get Bobby Wagner running sideline to sideline. So don't be surprised if they have a lot of these jet sweeps and quick tosses to try to expose Washington's lack of speed.
Yeah, I think it would be a smart game plan if you've watched the Burgundy and Gold over the first 6 weeks of this thing. Tell me a little bit about center Brock Hoffman, man. I know they were really bummed when Cooper Beebe went on IR. How has he played in relief, and how would you describe how he complements the interior of that Dallas O-line?
Yeah, so Cooper Beebe, their center right now, he's on the injured reserve list with a high ankle sprain. He's a big guy that's a great athlete, whereas Brock Hoffman's barely 300 pounds. He's a terrible athlete. But honestly, it kind of works because he's so physical, and he's mean and nasty. And when he's in the game, he's not the player that Cooper Beebe is. But when he's in the game, honestly, the Cowboys' offensive line usually works a little better because you need somebody that has that edge.
Yeah.
And he has started a bunch of games at right guard and center and left guard for Dallas over the years. I kind of like the edge that he brings to this unit. I don't think this is a weakness for Dallas at all. He's one of the better backup centers in the league. And they certainly don't have to alter their game plan at all when he's in the lineup.
How important is this matchup for Dallas coming into this thing, man? When you take a look at the landscape of not just the NFC East, but the NFC as a whole, Dallas right in the thick of this thing, along with Washington. What would a win mean for Dallas moving forward, and how would that kind of shift the conversation there in Big D?
Well, there's no such thing as a must-win Week 7 game, right? Right. But this is pretty darn close to the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
If you win this game, you get to back to 500. You're only one loss behind the Eagles, maybe none, depending on what happens with them in Minnesota this week. And you're right into this thing as we get into Halloween. But if you lose this game, you drop to 2-4-1, and you look back at the schedule, and the only quarterbacks that you beat were Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, yeah, it's going to be pretty hard to be optimistic about their future. And maybe the Cowboys start considering themselves sellers at the deadline. Again, this is really a swing game for Dallas. I think you could talk yourself into a lot of different scenarios depending on whether they win or lose this one.
It's going to be a big one, my friend. Do you have a prediction on your way out, Marcus?
Yeah, I think Washington gets a close win. I think we're talking about a 35-31 type of game. I just don't see how Dallas is going to slow down this run game, how they're going to get any pressure on Jaden Daniels. I expect fireworks, but I do expect Washington to take care of business.
It should be a good one, man. 4:25 p.m. Eastern time from Dallas, Commanders and Cowboys locking horns for a big one. Marcus, we appreciate you making some time for us, my friend.
Anytime.
That is Marcus Mosher of the Locked On Cowboys podcast. Give him a follow on the X app at Marcus_Mosher. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, a lot more to get to. We just went behind enemy lines on the other side of the break. We'll get you our Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read Monday morning after the Cowboys and Commanders lock horns? That is next on the Team 980.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.